It is the review after. Let me just get my mind together for these scorelines. Liverpool 4, Athletic Bilbao 1, Liverpool 3, Athletic Bilbao 2. There you go. And finally nailed it. Neil, Dan, and Sean is back. Sean, hope you had a good week off and got to recharge the battery slightly for the manic season that promises to be ahead. I'll start with you for this game one that we'll deal with first, shall we? Very much looks like we go with the second team first. As per what me and Neil talked about in the final game of the Japan and Hong Kong tour, I'd be surprised if Liverpool weren't aligning these lineups with the opposition, or at least having a conversation with them about who they were putting out in certain games or certain halves of football as well, to make sure that it was a bit of an evenly matched contest. Probably the biggest surprise is Traoré at centre half, and it was going to be interesting watching him given most of what we've seen from him in the first team has been a number 10 point of view. So there's things to get into there, isn't there? But ultimately, the game's just defined by those two goals in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know what the definition of holiday was without getting myself in trouble with the family. It was basically with my father-in-law. He's going through a tough time, and then we went to London with a wheelchair on the day that it rained. So, the
But
holiday's probably coming home, actually.
yeah, maybe doing this.
I'm being back with you guys. So thank you for having me back. Yeah, look, I imagine even before you put the friendly in concrete, there's a discussion. This is why you don't really want two different sides being played like we did last year. I mean, there's obvious logistical issues about how you get two away teams in and out of the stadium, and neither of them are going to play a second string on that basis, which makes it a bit tricky to piece together. So